On a day when President Bush's surprise visit to Iraq filled the headlines, Rice and Rumsfeld held closed-door briefings for members of Congress designed to underscore the optimism they would like to convey about Iraq. Emerging from a meeting with members of the House of Representatives, Secretary Rumsfeld said Mr. Bush's visit to Iraq enabled the president to assess the new prime minister and his cabinet and demonstrate U.S. resolve in supporting his new government.
It's important that this government be supported. The president wanted them to know we wanted to be supportive of them and that we wish them well.
Secretary Rumsfeld said the subject of any timeline for withdrawing U.S. troops was not discussed in meetings with lawmakers, saying only that as Iraqi forces improve and strengthen, the U.S. will turn over more responsibility to them. He was joined at a news conference by General Peter Pace, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who had this response when asked about progress in turning over security responsibility to Iraqis.
I think we've been fairly consistent in that of the 18 provinces in Iraq, there are four that have been problematic. That is still true. I think Prime Minister Maliki has it exactly right in his focus on creating a safe and secure Baghdad. His forces, supported by coalition forces, will get on about that business immediately. And I think you will see us continue to provide, from a coalition point, support to his army and his police to establish the kind of security that they need to have throughout the country.
After a meeting earlier with members of the U.S. Senate, Secretary of State Rice referred to a video teleconference she and other officials held with members of the Iraqi government.
We discussed how the U.S. government can support this new Iraqi government, the first permanent government for Iraq. It has plans. We have been listening to those plans, and we are prepared to support them.
Republican lawmakers came out of Tuesday's meetings expressing support for the job the U.S. military is doing in Iraq. Here is Senator John Warner.
The president just concluded what we all believe is a very important trip to Iraq to thank the troops for their brilliant mission in eliminating Zarqawi.
However, Democrats such as Senator Joseph Biden had a different assessment.
The administration thus far has not had a strategy for victory. They've had a strategy how to avoid outright defeat.
The debate on Iraq is scheduled to take place Thursday in the House of Representatives. A resolution drafted by the House Republican leadership states that setting any arbitrary date for withdrawing U.S. troops would harm U.S. security interests and says the U.S. will prevail in the global war on terrorism. Congressman Ike Skelton, the top Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee, said that he was distressed by the resolution and urged Republicans to hold what he calls a focused and dedicated debate on U.S. policy and the future of American commitment in Iraq. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.